Well, tonight there's promising news about a vaccine aimed at preventing cervical cancer, which kills more than 4,000 women in the U.S. every year. Researchers in Britain say the rate of cervical cancer in women who were vaccinated between the ages of 12 and 13 was 87% lower than it was among women who were not vaccinated. Let's bring in CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook. And John, HPV, I mean, it is the most commonly sexually transmitted infection. So how important is it to get this vaccine?
It's very important. And as you point out, Nora, it's extremely prevalent type of infection. Fortunately, about 90% of the time, the infection resolves on its own. But in that other 10%, the virus can stay inside you and end up causing cancer. So the hypothesis was, well, if you can prevent that virus in the first place, you could prevent cervical cancer from developing. And in fact, they're showing today, in fact, it does.
Wow, a vaccine that prevents cancer. It's just terrific. And, of course, the HPV vaccine recommended for children at ages 11 or 12, even as young as 9. What's the idea behind giving it so early?
Well, there are two reasons. One thing is that it's not a treatment, it's a prevention. So you have to give it before somebody is sexually active. And also, it turns out that this vaccine works better. It elicits a stronger immune response when it's given at a younger age. And it's not just for girls, Nora, it's for boys, too. Boys can not only get infected and spread it to girls, but they themselves can develop cancer of the tongue, of the tonsils, and of the genital region. So imagine that we have all these vaccines that can prevent these deadly childhood illnesses, and now we have a vaccine that can prevent cancer.